Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Would anybody go to Coachella?
If you would have asked me like 6+ years ago, yes. Now, no.
Was it better 6 years ago, or are you just older now, or is it a combination?
Maybe both. I feel like it was better then because it wasn't as chaotic. Like, looking at TikToks of it, I think I would rather die, quite literally.
I have so much anxiety about it right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I know it was like...
Well, before I answer, do you have an extra ticket?
I do. No.
Oh, okay. Then no. I would not go.
I don't... I'm saying if somebody offered me a ticket, I don't know that I would...
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Why can't it just be... Do you get something good from it? Like...
You get pictures that you were there, and that's it. Mm. Like, that's, you're not going to be close enough to see any of their performances. Like, you're spending $35 on a hot dog.
I saw some concession stuff.
It's insane.
Do I have that story? Yes. Somebody got a taco, nachos, and lemonade for two people. $102.
Yeah. Wow.
It's dumb at this
but
point.
But concerts all, and I
7-Eleven has all of that for a lot cheaper. I'll tell you.
And no line.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really have to wear a shirt there either.
I think you do. Okay.
Didn't music used to be like for the common people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this has become such an influencer thing. Brands are sending people there to just like wear their brand and be a part of it and look cool. And it just completely ruined it.
I remember it did. I felt like it had a heyday a few years ago, like you were saying, 6 years ago, when it was like, oh, celebrities go and they're just kind of there walking around. Like Vanessa Hudgens was a big one, I remember.
So she's just there and you might pass her.
I guess.
But she smells like crap. No, but she doesn't. Like, who actually camps? Like, the celebs don't camp.
No. I don't think that even happens anymore. I think it's become so...
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, and there's like...
Even the like normal camping that people do, they bring their cars, they fill them up, they set up tents, they bring
rugs. Can't bring your car onto the grounds.
Not on the grounds, to like this special camping area.
Okay.
Which it took people 12 hours to get there because they were in line.
To get into the parking area?
To be let into outside. It took them 12 hours.
What?
And then they set up their campgrounds and they have this tent. They bring out rugs, inflatable furniture. Like, it is way too much.
Waiting that long just to be like, come on, I want to buy a $50 hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, let me in.
I don't.
And like, don't get me wrong. I would have loved to have seen Benson Boone bring out Brian May and do Bohemian Rhapsody.
So that right there, I saw that clip.
Yeah. Sick.
Wow. But also,
But I'm not.
He's faking the piano, which made me mad.
Was he really?
Yeah. 100%.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, if you watch him. Well, first off, he sits there and goes, bong, 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 bong. And then one time he goes up and the piano part doesn't go up, but his hands are still up there. And you're like, oh. And then he grabs the mic and gets up and, wow, the piano doesn't stop. You're like, how are you doing? Like, at least, like, One Republic, when they do
it. Maybe he played the intro. I don't know.
It was, like, One Republic, what I love about them, like, when Ryan Tedder's on stage playing piano, when he's done, there's a guy standing behind him.
Oh, and just walks in
and he's
up,
like, Ryan takes his hands off the piano, and that guy goes,
wow.
And then Ryan goes running, and it's like, they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
playing. But then, I will say this, just the choir on the, singing the, Scaramouche,
Yeah.
What a performance.
And, like, Megan Thee Stallion had an insane performance, but it's still not worth any of that.
Who can this is what I'm trying to figure out, because I think I know the wheelhouse of what you make, Aaron, and you go to a lot of concerts. It's becoming not feasible, right?
I don't. People, I saw another story where it was like people are, what's the, like, the buy now, pay later or something? I don't know.
Oh, the Klarna or whatever you call that.
People are going into debt to go to Coachella. Mm. It's just not worth
but
it.
But even regular concerts are that way at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't win your tickets with us, how do you go?
I don't know. Yeah. And concessions and all that, too. I've had friends go to Coachella, so it's been kind of offered to me. Like, I could go with them, and it just sounds... It reminds me of spring break. I didn't want to go on spring break. Like, no, like 10 of us can fit in the hotel room. And you're like, no.
What is fun about that?
They're like, we're barely going to be there. It's like, well, I like to sleep. I like to get comfy, get cozy, right, under the blankets, right, my own blanket, preferably. Yeah. And it reminds me of that. It's like, we'll be out in the dirt, you know, like we don't need to shower. And it's like, what are we describing?
Yeah, hell.
Yes.
Exactly. Hell on earth. Mm-hmm. Well, all this week, we're giving away tickets to
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.